Hello and welcome back to the Connection Podcast. This is Javier, and I am so glad to have you listening. I know that you are having a wonderful month. I trust that you are enjoying maybe cooler weather when this podcast is being recorded. The weather took a little bit of a cold front, and so I think everybody's kind of mostly enjoying that so far. We're certainly not into any kind of wintry months, so I think for the most part people are just enjoying coffee on their patios and not having to feel like you're walking out into 100% humidity. So anyways, I just wanted to quickly update and introduce our strategic partners, Carlos and Xiomara Garcia, this month. And for the next few weeks, we've been kind of in a series, I guess you could call, but basically we've been updating you, our partners, on who it is that we work with, so that you can understand a little bit better some of the people and some of the pastors and pioneers that make up the Connect Global family, people that have a strong desire to fulfill the Great Commission, people who are already clearly down the road, clearly demonstrating what it means to be a disciple maker, people who are becoming or have become missionaries in order to continue the work that goes clear across the world. Last episode of our strategic partner series, we introduced you to Pastor Nehun. Nehun and his wife Adania have been working in Honduras 30 plus years. They are Honduran born, but they certainly work in a cross-cultural environment there in Honduras. One of the other partners today that we're going to introduce you to, Carlos and Xiomara, they are actually from Venezuela. We originally met them in Honduras. We met them as they were making the tough and exciting and challenging decision to move from their country of origin and become missionaries out on the field. We took a trip with them to help put in concrete floors. We were doing finishing up a water project in the south of Honduras, and they are true servants. They absolutely jump in and strive towards any goal that we have. They are pastors. They have a daughter who is now grown, and so they enjoy time with their granddaughter as well. But on the mission field, one of the cool and just sort of inspiring things is that they felt like even from their home in Venezuela, they could serve cross-culturally in the Central American country of Honduras, but they didn't stop there. So one of the main objectives for their ministry was to reach some of the more unreached and underserved areas of the world. They had a heart for a country called Lebanon, and so they spent several years preparing and planning and creating just sort of a strategy to go in and reach that part of the world. And so they did it. They moved to Lebanon. We were a small part of helping their ministry gain traction while they were doing that. Xiomara was a just absolute treasure there. I know that many women there in the community sat either around her home, or she was in the homes of many other women, especially being able to talk and minister and really just kind of set the precedent for what it means to be sort of a relational champion, just to, you know, go in and create relationships, create opportunities to serve. Carlos as well, he has trained himself in certifying himself for coaching for soccer, for different things that are open doors to be able to just help meet the needs of community people, you know, community members there. Also has trained himself in the work of a chef, and so there's ways in which he's definitely been able to bring sort of his culinary hospitality to some of the mission work that they do as well. Um, So what Connect Global does in our collaborative efforts with our strategic partners is that we come alongside partners like Carlos and Xiomara, partners like Nehun and Adenia Flores, not to take them off of their mission. God has given them a mission to pastor or to move around the world to create opportunities for missions and for support. And so we never want to move anyone off of their mission. We just like to see how our missions align. What are the overlaps? What are the things in which we can both do together and partner so that we can complete objectives and really fully realize both of our visions? And so it's the same with Carlos and Xiomara. We wanted to make sure that in some small part, we could be a part of their ministry and their mission. We wanted to come alongside them and just sort of align our goals. And so that's what we've done over the last several years. Now they have moved into the Iberian Peninsula, into Portugal, Spain area. There's a lot of outreach opportunities there. They actually specifically live on a route in which hundreds of thousands of people come every year on pilgrimage there. And so there's a great opportunity to be able to not only just share their faith, but also share a meal. They had built a cafe there, had had opportunities to be able to move that hospitality and that sort of food service ministry into a greater capacity there. We're looking forward to trying helping them recover some of those things. I know they experienced some setbacks there, but the idea is that Connect Global would be able to be a blessing and to just be able to serve and help their mission forward. Because that's what Connect Global is all about, is we're making sure that our commitment to the Great Commission and community service is fulfilled. And the way that we do that, the way that we're going to be able to be successful in doing that, is through strategic partners. It's, you know, there's no possible way that Danielle and I can do all of this type of work by ourselves. And really, we never have. We've always partnered with people who are like-minded, like-hearted, people who are, you know, can see 3 to 5 to 10 years down the road. It's not just an immediate fix on anything. We're looking for community impact and legacy impact. We're looking to try and get as far down the road as we possibly can. And we work with these partners. We choose our strategic partners based on their consistency, their courage, and their commitment to that mission. They already have exemplified or you know, sort of modeled that in their own ministries. This is not something that's brand new for them. We choose partners based on their consistency level of serving and their obedience to the mission, to the call, their creativity, certainly the courage that it takes to move thousands of miles away from your home, from your country of origin, and then the commitment, you know, because things get hard. Danielle and I know firsthand, when you're serving on the mission field, when you're serving in a capacity where it's full-time, 100%, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, it's lonely, it can be isolating, it can be hard on relationships, it can be hard on marriages, it can be hard on as parents, but we work together with these strategic partners because we believe in their mission. We believe that their courage and their commitment to stay the course is evident. And in their ministries, they're seeing fruit. They're seeing the repayment or the return on their investment, which is amazing to see that as well. The other thing is that, of course, it's a mutual collaboration. Like I said, there's not anyone that we have worked with over the years that it has been a one-way relationship. We would never want to either project that or feel that. So this is a mutual collaboration. This is something where between us, Connect Global, and our strategic partners, we're able to highlight specific projects, work together, serve communities, make a difference. And at the end of the day, we're really trying to just make the name of Jesus known. We're not trying to make our names known. Of course, we love to share these moments with you. We love to be able to share the opportunities and the successes that we have and that we are able to mark together. But it's never been about trying to just build our name. It's about trying to build a legacy of impact and make sure that we know that the mission is being accomplished, that our vision is being realized, and that several people, whether it be our strategic partners on the ground or our financial and donor partners here, are able to say that, hey, together we've been able to do more. Together we've been able to make a difference. And that's part of the dedication that we have to our strategic partners. It's part of the dedication that we have to you, our listeners, donors, and partners here, the people who have helped us make this a possibility, because we want to always be transparent with our the challenges, but also the remarkable impact that we're able to make every single day. And so that's why we tell you, that's why we come on podcasts, or we publish a quarterly magazine called The Connection Magazine, where you can read not only just insights and impact stories, but you're also getting to hear and learn a little bit more about who Connect Global is, the DNA that makes up Connect Global. We have articles and podcasts on leadership, on relationships, on marriage, and just different subjects, because we want you to know that we really truly take our work very seriously. And so we look to develop ourselves and help develop others in order to fulfill this great commission and in order to fulfill the vision that I believe that Connect Global is carrying out. And so we just appreciate your dedication to supporting us and to supporting our strategic partners over the next few weeks and leading up to Giving Tuesday. We will be telling you more impact stories and sharing a little bit more about another couple of people who are very special to Connect Global, another pair of strategic partners that really, really, truly make a wonderful difference in the work that we do. And of course, we're so grateful to be able to partner in the work that they are already doing and already fulfilling in their neighborhoods and their areas as well. So we just appreciate you taking just a few minutes out of your day to listen, to learn, and to truly understand what it is that Connect Global does on a daily basis. We love having these conversations with you. We encourage you to either send us an email, or if you're listening on a platform that allows engagement, to just go ahead and drop a comment or even a review on that platform so that we can hear from you. We send out a monthly newsletter, and I know many of you will respond to that in any given month, and that's amazing as well. But I just want to let you know that we are open and available. We love hearing from you. And this, like I said, is a conversation. We don't want it to just be a one direction, one-way distribution or broadcast. We just want this to be something that's special, that allows you to see behind the curtain a little bit and understand what it is that's in our heart that propels us to continue doing this. Danielle and I have served together in this capacity for about 18 years now. And we have served Connect Global, specifically this organization that we founded, for a little over 12 years. And so we've certainly got our dedication and commitment is to this mission, to this vision that I think that God has given to both of us. And so we could not do what we do without you and your support. So we appreciate it. Thank you so much. I hope that you enjoy hopefully some fall weather and some fall fun activities, but we will hopefully see you soon. If you have a minute, go to our website, connectglobal.org. There's some fun events that are coming up, some new things that are on the horizon, and so we'll be posting on our website pretty soon about some of those new things, especially as we head into the end of year. There's just some special moments that we want to share with you and your family. And especially around Christmas time. So be looking out for those things. But we truly appreciate you. Thank you. And we will talk to you again soon. Thank you so much.